State environmental officials are investigating MIT over wastewater dumped at a facility in the town of Middleton. The program in question is part of MIT's Media Lab, which is already under fire for accepting donations from financier Jeffrey Epstein. WBUR's Max Larkin reported this story in partnership with ProPublica and joins us now this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what the researchers were doing at this lab in Middleton.
Yeah, Bob, the people in question were part of a Media Lab research initiative called Open Agriculture. That initiative is led by Caleb Harper, a former architect. Starting in 2011, Harper started looking for ways to create ideal growing environments for plants, what he calls food computers. And there's debate about just how effective that research has been, Bob. Last week, the Chronicle of Higher Education reported that two former staff members, including our source for this story, accuse Harper of misleading the world about how well those machines worked. And now we've learned, based on these internal emails obtained by WBUR and ProPublica, that the Open Ag team may have been breaking state environmental rules as well.
So what do the emails show, Max?
Well, Bob, I think starting in 2016, they show that the Media Lab was trying to get OpenAg set up quickly and affordably at the MIT-owned Bates Research Center in Middleton, about 20 miles north of Boston. The team planned to use these retrofitted shipping containers to grow plants hydroponically. Those included basil, cotton, and hazelnuts. The plants would sit in these racks filled with fertilized water that contained nitrogen and other chemicals. MIT had a permit from the state's Department of Environmental Protection to dump that water into a well dug on the facility's grounds. And that permit allowed for the dumped water to contain some nitrogen, up to 10 parts per million, Bob. But the lab's own water analyses show them disposing of water with nitrogen concentrations up to 22 times that high.
So what's the risk of having water with nitrogen levels that high dumped out?
Well, Bob, nitrogen isn't as dangerous as some other industrial chemicals. It's in most everything, including the air we breathe, and a small amount is essential for life. But still, there are rules about dumping this kind of nitrogen-rich water, and scientists say that's for good reason. Pamela Templer, a professor of biology at Boston University, says it can cause problems, for example, in waterways.
In itself, it's not toxic, but when it's there in high concentrations, it could lead to harmful algal blooms, in some cases fish kills, and have negative impacts on local economies.
Now, Bob, we currently don't have any evidence that the lab's wastewater found its way into drinking water, where it could theoretically cause adverse health effects in humans. Nitrates, the nitrogen-based compounds found in the water, can be hazardous if ingested by infants or pregnant women. And that's at a concentration starting around 20 parts per million. And nitrates have been linked to other health problems. But I think it's worth noting, Bob, that all of the facilities around the Bates Center that we were able to contact, including a nearby preschool and a jail, they draw from municipal water lines and not from private wells. And so they're unlikely to have been affected.
So did lab officials know that the levels were too high, an apparent violation of a state permit?
Yeah, according to the internal MIT documents we've obtained, they did. The permit was signed by both Harper and the head of MIT's Health and Safety Office, and its terms are pretty clearly laid out. Harper's lab conducted their own tests of the water, and those showed the high concentration of nitrogen and nitrate compounds in the water being dumped on a regular basis. In April of 2018, months after the permit had been issued, the former research head of the lab, Babak Babakinijad, raised the issue of dumping with Harper and with the Health and Safety Office at MIT. In a reply, Harper quickly forbade him from contacting that office again without his approval, and Babakinijad left OpenAg in September of last year. Now, two other sources with knowledge of the experiments confirmed that the lab dumped water with higher than permitted levels of nitrogen, Bob, but both declined to give their names based on fear of reprisal.
What are state officials saying, Max?
The Mass Department of Environmental Protection says it is investigating, Bob, but because this is a, quote, potential enforcement matter, officials declined to comment. But Bob, we have emails from this past summer showing state regulators getting exasperated that MIT hadn't turned over several months' worth of water quality tests that they were legally obligated to provide. One state environmental official, Joseph Cerruti, wrote to MIT in June saying his office had grown, quote, concerned about those missing test results. And Cerruti mentioned possible fines and the revocation of the permit if the Open Ag team didn't come into compliance.
And what's MIT saying?
Yeah, well, an MIT official said in a statement Wednesday that the Institute will temporarily pause OpenAg's ongoing work at the Bates site. The statement said MIT is, quote, committed to working constructively with state regulators. And through an attorney, Caleb Harper said he has always cooperated with state authorities and with MIT's own health and safety department.
As we pointed out earlier, MIT is under scrutiny right now. What's this show about the wider MIT world?
Well, Bob, we have these meeting minutes that show that a couple of weeks after Babakinejad reported the dumping of water containing excess levels of nitrogen, the MIT Health and Safety Office proposed to Harper that the lab could dump its wastewater on a lawn nearby instead. But state regulators made clear in subsequent emails that that hadn't been approved as a long-term solution or during the winter months. The apparent failure of that bigger system, especially of MIT's Health and Safety Office, that's what worries Babakinejad.
I wanted to address this as soon as possible. Unfortunately, I was faced with resistance instead of cooperation. What is preventing the Institute to do the right thing?
Now, Babakinejad said he still cares deeply about MIT and about science, Bob, but he notes that a university with a $17.5 billion endowment ought to have been able to buy a septic tank or a waste removal service to stay on the right side of state regulations. But I think this is part of what the Media Lab and MIT at large is going through right now, Bob. Everyone on that campus can recite the Institute's public mission, in short, to develop technology that makes the world a better place. But the question is whether, in pursuit of that mission, some at the Institute have been willing to break the rules.
Interesting story, Max Larkin. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
WBUR's Max Larkin. This story was produced in collaboration with ProPublica. You can read more at our website, WBUR.org.